The Return. She collected dictionaries as other women take up men and shelve them. Manuals, grammars, teach yourself German, Malay, Italian, Swahili, Welsh. Like a passion for clothes that would hang unworn in the dark. For peridots, garnets, amethysts, pearls in a shut case. Nouns declined. Each unknown word shone with delicious fire, and the alien phrases silked her skin with their genders and connotations. She might have been the end house on the waterfront of Macau, welcoming every sailor in. But the longing for many tongues to part her lips. Si, igen, ja, ah oui, yes, yes. Was departure's smile, a leaning to the wind that sweeps a glitter of light across the sea and sets a silvery chill at the neck. Quick, to those books guarding the mantelpiece, ISBNs snug as a span of days, to bread and fruit and sparkling wine. She had been given a cyclamen with scent, some new trick that married violet and rose. As if a flower should yearn to sing and the pink timbre tremble into quietest words. She touched her flesh and knew that it would fade as speech did and did not. And yet it was not language that she sought, nor the music of any meaning. An old allegiance drew her on beyond the first ground of thought and the idea even of silence to the fifth season, which must at last return with its weather of recognition and its lost ends.